So that brings us to agenda item 14. Consider agenda items and date for the next Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group public meeting. Okay, I've got several things to go over. See if I can get them in the right order. Scope of work is meeting after this meeting at 12, and they will probably, so for the scope of work committee members, probably looking at another meeting, maybe the second week of December, and possibly that like 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, but not the 9th, because they're going to be here. So sometime in during that week, the regional meetings are the January 14th, 15th, and 16th. And Pam will send y'all all reminders probably a couple times for those with locations and times. For the next group meeting, I'm going to give you an option. So Tony went over what the scope of work, kind of gave you a quick scenario, was looking at last time. So they're looking at the water management strategies. They're going to have another meeting after this one, and then possibly two more. So basically, if we can wait and have a meeting in February, if this group feels comfortable with the scope of work handling those things and then putting them in the preliminary information for to present at the regional meetings. If you're not comfortable with that, we'll have to have a meeting in December. So it's y'all's choice.
Does February the committee see any problems?
Go ahead.
Does the committee see any problems they're overly concerned about?
No, I'm talking about for the whole group, not scope of work. I mean the whole group, because we can meet, the whole group can meet after y'all's December meeting, and they can look at that information. But the information is not final; it can still be changed. So,
Wayne, would there be a possibility of any action that the committee takes? Any actions that's taken could be sent out to the entire group. And then if there's any concerns from the group, then we could consider having a meeting. If we're not hearing any objections, it wouldn't be necessary to have a meeting.
But yes.
Don't know if that would create any issues of that consideration.
I think as long as it goes through Pam, I don't think it will.
Because we would keep the entire group aware of the actions that the scope of work committee is doing, and not waiting till February, right, and that suddenly we've got some question. But it just kind of updates as we go along, as we have our meetings. If it raises concerns, then we could consider calling a meeting.
Really, the only thing would be, it would be at the regional meetings, which we do those because we won't get information to change some of that information,
right,
anyway.
Right.
So it will not be, none of that will be final till this whole group meets,
correct,
and says yes on all that anyway. So, which would be at the February meeting.
That's kind of my thought, is they're going to publish this preliminary information. It's going to be put out for hearings in January anyway. We would have an opportunity, unless there's something just way off the chart egregious, I would think we would have an opportunity to comment there anyway.
We can send it out beforehand. So,
not the tail wagging the dog, but let's say we scope of work met December 15th, and let's say they met again in that January 14th, 15th, 16th.
No, it had to be the week before. The January 14th, 15th, 16th is when the regional meetings are.
Gotcha, okay. So let's say it's January 8th. My only point is, if we put in those two scope of works, and you got nervous about how much we're putting out there, you could still call, get the whole committee to look at that. Kind of leave it a little bit open-ended.
I just wanted, I know that that's a busy timeframe for everybody between Thanksgiving and Christmas, so I just wanted to give you all the option of what we were looking at. But we can get that information out, Dale.
Yeah, I think that, just keep the entire planning group aware of what the scope of work's doing, and if anybody has...
After each meeting.
Each meeting.
Tony can write a synopsis or something.
If there's anybody says we really want to discuss this before we get right down to the final.
Let Pam know, she'll let, or you can let me know.
I mean, I like to come see y'all, but, you know.
I know. Me too.
In December, scope of work's gonna have a big Christmas party.
And I've been here during December when there's this massive tree over there, which is really pretty, but...
So if we do that, then the group will probably look at a meeting in February, probably the week of Valentine's Day. That'll give us, we'll be able to see any changes that came out of the regional meetings then also that people got with Tony or had suggestions and anything else. And then the IPP is due March 3rd. So we'll be trying to wrap things up probably at that meeting. So we'll disseminate information, and we will work with the chair of the scope of work on those meeting dates, and we'll see if we need to meet before February. That agreeable? Everybody all right? Okay. Also, if February is our first meeting for the group next year, then the nominating and bylaw committee will need to meet before that meeting, and the executive committee will need to meet before that meeting sometime. But we will coordinate all that with the chairs of each of those committees to find dates and times. Any questions? Busy time, but y'all doing a jam-up job. All right.